Now, we go live to Washington now because of this stunning admission from the president. Stephen Portnoy is live, our CBS News White House correspondent. Steve, we are really running out of supplies, aren't we?
Well, that's the national stockpile, and the president said without blinking, he said, yeah, of course the national stockpile is nearly depleted because we're sending all of it out to the hospitals. And then, of course, there's the question of ventilators. There are roughly 10,000 left in the stockpile nationally in the warehouses, and the president says he actually wants to hold on to those because he's not sure where they'll need to be deployed. He says that businesses or companies are right now manufacturing ventilators, but that takes some time, and he's right about that. But a word about the unemployment numbers, because they're just extraordinary. What the Labor Department reported about 15 minutes ago is that 6.7 million Americans last week, for the first time, applied for unemployment. That's on top of the 3.3 million the week before. So when you add it together, you're talking about roughly 10 million Americans who were able to apply for unemployment benefits in the last 2 weeks. It's an extraordinary, unfathomable statistic. But it's true. It's real. The economy is collapsing right in front of us. And this government data merely puts on paper what we all know to be true, which is that the economy in this country is completely shutting down in many respects. And the data is just now coming out that reflects it.
Of course, the travel industry has completely shut down as well. But now we're hearing talk of banning domestic flights anyway from some hotspots. What are you hearing about that?
Well, the president was asked about that at his briefing last night, and he's been asked about it a couple of times now. He doesn't give a definitive answer. He says that he is thinking about it, but you have to understand that the airline industry is an essential industry, and it's gotten hit very hard in this. And so while he says it's being discussed or talked about or considered, he's not ready to make any kind of formal announcements about shutting down any of the nation's airspace.